A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back inside the Mom Show. Dads are welcome, but moms come here to be heard. We're with Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Mom Show today. Thank you for joining us. I would invite you to go podcast the rest of today's episode, the three previous segments we've done with Nicole Tanner. If you want an inspiring story about how to overcome trials, Nicole Tanner is the founder of Swig here in Utah. It's a local soda shop, if you haven't heard of it. Crawl out from under your rock and find your nearest Swig. But Nicole had breast cancer 11 years ago, and she is now a proponent of early detection and early mammograms. And she shared with us that she's actually going through a current scare in her other breast right now. Nicole, thank you for sharing that with us. And as you are the founder of Swig and you have five children, I always just wonder, Nicole, how do you do it? I mean, how do women do this? I have two children, and I know we're not supposed to say I only have two children, but I only have two children, and I'm barely surviving as it is. So yeah. I just wonder, how do you do it? That's a very broad question.
But I wish I could say that I do it perfectly, but I don't, because none of us do. We just do the best we can, and I wish there was like a manual or a book on how to do it perfectly. But you just do the best you can, and you try to not beat yourself up. So when we started Swig, here's the thing. My youngest had just gone into kindergarten, and I was like, oh,
I'm free.
Yeah, I saw five kids at the time from 15 on down to six and or five, whatever that age is. Uh-huh. And so I was just like, I'm free. I'm going to just like sit back and clean when I want to clean and you know, go to lunch with friends. And well, we started Swig. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, so that is shot. And I'm now going to be, if you've owned a restaurant or know what that's like, it's like, I compare it to like a dairy farm. I grew up in Idaho on a dairy farm. And so it is like nonstop.
Right?
It's with you all the time.
Yeah.
And so it never sleeps. It's with you all the time. So we loved it because I love a good Diet Coke. That's how Swig started.
Yeah.
Was like, why is there not a drive-through that just sells a good fountain drink? And we don't have to get out of our car, unbuckle the kids, walk into Maverick, or wait behind somebody in the line at McDonald's ordering food. And you're like, hurry, please. I just need my drink.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, here's my idea. Drive-through manicures.
Oh,
my kids
man.
Are asleep in the back of the car, and I can just stick my hand out the window.
What in the world? That'd be amazing.
Right?
Good idea.
Okay,
do
we're
it.
Partnering.
Do it.
Don't
Let's
sell my
do
idea. It's patented.
That's right. Yeah, so that was kind of how it all started. Is like, I'm a busy mom. I don't want to unbuckle the kids, and there was nothing out there like it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
The good pebble ice, you know, the good foam cup keeps it cold.
Yep.
So that's how it all started. And, but yeah, it was hard at first because we didn't know what we were doing. We were just like flying by the seat of our pants and like, okay, let's try this and let's try that. And like for the first 3 years, I think we took orders on yellow sticky notes. Like we were so like mom pop. But I think that's honestly why it did what it did, because we took care of it so well. But along that journey were my kids and my two oldest. They worked in the store. We lived, breathed, drank, literally Swig. Like it was our life. In fact, our kids would be like, can we talk about something other than Swig? Please.
Right.
We're like, okay, for a second. And then always just wound back to Swig.
Right.
It was our life. Swig is like our sixth child.
Right.
Like it just is, it's part of who we are. But our kids had to share us. So it was kind of like a love hate. I have a picture of, I think he was seven at the time, my youngest. And I would drive by, and if it was busy, the first store, I'm like, guys, I'm just going to go in for a second to help. And they were like, no, don't go in. Because they knew it would be like an hour-ish.
Right, right.
And so I have a picture of my youngest son sitting on about, if you've never seen what soda bibs look like, they're like a box, like a cardboard box. Mm-hmm. The syrup inside.
Yeah.
And we had about six stacked high up in there. And he's sitting on top of them and with this face of just like, I'm still here.
Right.
I hate my life.
That is a moment etched in
yes,
time.
Yes, but they learned hard work. And I think they've learned like what entrepreneurship looks like. And so they're amazing hard workers. They've seen the sacrifice, the blood, sweat, tears. There's a lot of pivoting, turning moments when you own a business and you have children at that same time. I mean, it is sacrifice and the kids have had to share us. But they know how much we love them and how much I love them and that we'll be there, you know, as much as we can, and we try to be at everything. But there's times where I'm out of town and I'm like, I love you and I will FaceTime you and whatever, but I'm not going to be there for, you know, this game or whatever, but I try my hardest to get to where I can be at.
And sometimes I worry for my own situation. I'm just thinking about my two kids and I'm just like, what messages are they gleaning from what I do? Because I want to be in control of those messages, but I know I can't. And so I often wonder, is my daughter and my son going to be resentful or are they going to see how much I love it?
Yeah.
Like what has been your experience?
No, I think they will see how much you love it. I think kids learn by not what we say so much as by what we do. And so if they see that you can balance both and they see that you're making a difference in the world with your podcast and with your radio show with women.
You are.
And they see that and it's inspiring to them. So they're watching you and they know you love them and no mom guilt.
I know. Let's hope so. Nicole Tanner is the founder of Swig. She started the business with five children, people.
Yeah.
And a year after she recovered and healed from breast cancer, survived breast cancer, I should say. And now, Nicole, you want to give back. And I love this. You are helping pay the medical bills of women in Utah with breast cancer. And so you started a campaign at Swig called Save the Cups. Mm-hmm. Tell people how they can help.
It works, right? Save the Cups. We sell drinks and cups.
We're
saving cups. Cups, baby.
I love it.
Yeah, it's so good. And I would say not just in our Utah stores, it's in all of our locations. Like we have a store opening in Twin Falls, Idaho in November next month. So
perfect.
We have three in Arizona. So anyway, it is about helping these women that have gone through breast cancer recently, you know, have been through it for a while, but they have medical bills or just diagnosed, whatever. We want to help lift that load because there's already so much heaviness around what they're going through. And we want to lift that load and pay for their medical bills. Usually it's between $10,000 to $15,000 on an average of what it costs to remove the cancer and to do some of those treatments. And so,
well, I don't know if we've mentioned this segment that happened to you. Your medical bills were paid 11 years ago after you had breast cancer, and now you're doing it for other women.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so it's very full circle for me. Pay it forward. I'm all about paying it forward. Like it's what you've got to do. It's your duty. And so to see women when I was taking orders through the line last year after the first Save the Cups, they would come up to me and say, I'm a breast cancer survivor and thank you so much for doing this. Mm. And tears, we're both crying at that point.
Right.
Like it is literally like, I have this amazing business, but now Save the Cups is like what I'm so proud of.
Yeah.
And because I really believe it's going to be around for years to come.
Yeah.
Like there's so much potential with this that the sky's the limit.
Yeah. It's a great way to give back. Okay. So you go to any Swig location. Again, you have locations in Idaho and Arizona. So keep that in mind. Or a bunch in Utah from Logan to St. George. Swing by your local Swig this week. Grab the founder and the Unbreakable.
Yep.
Unbreakable. I can never remember the name because the founder has Diet Coke and the Unbreakable
it's because
doesn't.
I said water. And you're like, wait.
Water? Who goes to Swig and gets water?
I always say there's water mixed in with the Diet Coke. Yeah. You're getting your water.
Exactly. I totally drink 100 ounces of water a day.
Right, you do. You're covered.
Absolutely. Okay, so grab those two drinks. $1 of each drink. Going to go back to the Save the Cups campaign, and you're helping women pay their medical bills who have breast cancer. Nicole, thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you for having me to spread awareness. We're our own self-advocates. Moms, we're busy. We oftentimes don't take time for ourselves. We don't think about ourselves as often as we should, but we need to. And if you feel something, go do it. If you feel the urge, I need a mammogram or I need to go see my doctor, go do it. It'll change your life. It'll save your life.
Yeah, so important.
Save the Cups.
Save the Cups. SaveTheCups.org is a website or SwigAndSweets.com.
Yep, either way, you'll
right?
find us.
Is the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Look for our locations. Come find us if you've never been there.
If
come
you've never
the
been
founder.
There, where have you been is the really the question. Nicole Tanner.
I hope I'm at one of the stores when they come, actually.
Yes,
so
I'm
going to
ask for you.
Them. Yeah.
Nicole Tanner is the founder of Swig. Nicole, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back next week on The Mom Show.
It's the toughest, most important job in the world.
Four kids. If you want to know what it's like to have a fourth, just imagine you're drowning, and then someone hands you a baby.
This is The Mom Show. It's where moms come to learn and share. Our host is Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the Mom Show today. Thank you for joining us. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you aren't aware of that, you'll be starting to hear a lot of stories and seeing all the pink everywhere. It's such an important month. And, you know, our very own Rebecca Cressman here, our sister station, FM 100.3, she's been very vocal about her breast cancer journey. She just recently had a surgery. She is a huge proponent of early detection and early mammograms, and we hear that messaging a lot. And our guest today, same message, same importance. Message. Nicole Tanner is the founder of SWIG. Nicole, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so SWIG has started a campaign called Save the Cups. And basically, you go to any SWIG location through this month, right? Mm-hmm. And you buy the Founder and the Unbreakable. A dollar from each of those drinks going to go to help pay the bills of women who've had breast cancer, because Nicole herself has had breast cancer. And so I'd invite you to podcast wherever you podcast and listen back to her story on how she was diagnosed, how she detected it early through a mammogram, how it saved her life, and even a scare she's going through at this very moment. So, Nicole, as you are dealing with this current scare, how are you coping with that?
Yeah, it's rough. Just trying to give it to God, right? And just to know that He's got a plan for me, and I will do whatever is needed. This business, SWIG, is a blessing to us. It honestly is. We are blessed to have it. Again, we started it a year after the first diagnosis, and we were blessed with it. Why it did what it did, who knows? I mean, we're opening 31 locations. We've opened our 31st location today. So we're so blessed. I'm in His hands. And so I just pray for that peace. And because there's nothing I can do about it, right? I can't stress about it a ton. I'm a warrior anyway, because I'm a mom. And as women, that's kind of what we do. So I'm not saying it's easy. I just try my best to go, He's got me. And I will just do what I can to make a difference out there, and to pay it forward because of what happened the first time, and to bring awareness to mammograms and to breast cancer. And at SWIG with Save the Cups, we're not just bringing awareness to that. We're actually lifting a load. These women have, when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, you go into survival mode, and you're like, okay, let's treat this, whatever it's needed. I'm going to save my life so I can be with my kids, my family, my friends. You aren't thinking about the medical bills. That's the last thing on your mind. Right. I mean, it's there. You realize it. But, and so we want to help lift a load for these women and take that off of them so that they can focus on their health and their families and not have to worry about these bills that keep piling it up. What usually they do is they just are making payments, which is great that hospitals have that. But that's another weight. So we pay for their medical bills.
Okay, so this is going to be a little nerdy, but tell me on the back end how it all works.
Yeah.
So you take a dollar from each of your drink sales, and then you don't just give it to a hospital. You have
a
foundation.
We
right?
have this foundation that we started. And there's also other ways. We have the cutest stickers that are in the stores now that are Save the Cups Breast Cancer Awareness. They're so cute. They will run out by the end of this week or first of next week. So when this airs, hopefully there's some when they go on Monday. Check your local stores. They're $3. We donate the whole $3 to Save the Cups. Mm. You can buy shirts starting next week. They are the cutest Save the Cups SWIG shirts that you can buy for $20. And we donate, I think, $10. So we're just for the cost of the shirt is what we're paying for. And then the rest goes towards Save the Cups. We also, you can just donate at any location. That's what a lot of our customers do. They just want to donate because they know where it's going. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's just going to research, which is so great. No, this is actually going to women. And I can kind of step into that, and we can talk about Carrie, who is one of our customers who came through our SWIG drive-through line, our Ochre SWIG, last fall in October, and Save the Cups was everywhere, pink everywhere. We're talking about it. And she got her drink, and she's like, that's so great. She donated throughout the month. One time she got her drink, she pulled into her garage, and she was pulling her seatbelt off of or out of the latch, she noticed that there was a soreness in her breast. Mm. And she's like, that's weird. And then she saw her Save the Cup sticker that she just bought. She's like, when did I get a mammogram last? It's been like a year and a half to 2 years because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Nicole, the founder, had breast cancer. She caught it with a mammogram. I just need to schedule a mammogram. So she made that appointment that day, went 2 months later, and had breast cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
So she is one of our recipients that we paid for her medical bills. Mm. But because of that awareness through that drive-through line and Save the Cups, she went and got her mammogram. And it saved her life. Hers was a rare one as well. And if she would have waited, it would not have been good.
Do you just have countless women that you've helped writing you and telling you these stories?
Yes, it's the best. It's the best thing ever. It's so surreal in my shoes, right? But we helped 10 women last year and we paid for all of their medical bills. Last October, so we started off with the goal of 50,000. We doubled that within the first 10 days. Our customers showed up in such a big way. By the end of the month, it's all of the month of October, we had raised $161,000.
And you were shooting for 50?
We were shooting for 50 because didn't know. So we were able to help not three women, but 10 women.
Wow.
The general cost to remove breast cancer is anywhere between 10 to 15,000, just depending on insurance and just all of that.
And can women apply to be helped?
So that's our new thing this year. Yeah. So last year we worked with a local women's health center and a cancer center, and they helped vet out the women for us to find them. This year we want to really do it organically because so many women came to us last year. So you can nominate women this year.
Oh, lovely.
So we have on our SaveTheCups.org or even on SwigAndSweets.com, our website, you can go in and nominate somebody that you feel like is very deserving of this, who has either just been diagnosed with breast cancer or who is going through it currently or has just ended or mm-hmm. who has medical bills from a previous breast cancer. Mm-hmm. We want to help them out. And so it's very organic and very raw and real this year. The fact that we get to help women that are probably our own customers,
yeah,
like we did with Carrie, is like, oh, yay.
Well, and so just the fact that you had this happen to you, you had your medical bills paid by a program down in Dixie Regional. And
right.
then now in the position you are, being the founder of Swig and the owner of Swig, you're able to now use that business
yes.
to raise money and do the same for other women.
Amazing. I'm so blessed. So blessed to be able to give back.
It's so cool. It's so cool. Nicole Tanner is the founder of Swig. They have locations all over the Valley. If you've never heard of Swig, get out from under your rock.
And go get a founder. Go get a Diet Coke,
you
please.
You are not actually from Utah if you haven't heard of Swig. Nicole, what else do you want to tell women who, you know, for me, full disclosure, I'm younger than the 40 benchmark that they often say to go get your first mammogram. And through the radio station here, we were supposed to have a mobile mammogram truck come to us. And I thought, oh, I'm close to that 40 age. Let me just go and get one. It's not going to hurt. It's going to be fine. Like, I have no right. problems getting one. It's just one of those things that you, like, don't think about until
right.
there's a truck that comes to your office.
Like, oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Here I go.
Then that truck got canceled. So I haven't actually done it yet. But
yeah.
what advice do you have for women who've never gotten a mammogram before? How do they start?
So you contact your OBGYN or your family practitioner, whoever that may be, who's your doctor, and you just tell them that you want to have a mammogram. Now, if you're before the age of 40, you'll probably have to pay for it on your own. Insurance doesn't cover it. But I'm telling you, it's probably worth the peace of mind if you feel like you need to. I'm not saying everybody before the age of 40 runs out and gets a mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
It's just if you maybe see some signs, do yourself breast checks, or if you just have a feeling. Like I said, I didn't feel my lump even when they told me it was there because it was so deep. So be your own best advocate. And so if you feel it, then you just let them know, I feel like I need to get a mammogram. And then they send over a request for that to the radiologist, your local radiology department at the hospital or wherever. And they call you to make that appointment. So contact your family doctor, your OBGYN first, and then that gets started from there.
Perfect.
And it's not that, I mean, it is scary your first time. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's new. But it's really not that bad.
Well, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, if I don't go, then I don't have to know.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, yeah.
But you should know. That's the reason you want to know, right?
Because
in your case, it's early detection.
It honestly is early detection. It saves lives. And again, if you feel like you need it, if you have any inkling of like, this doesn't feel right or this whatever, just go do it. Take your friend, have them go with you if you're nervous. Take your spouse, take your mom, whatever. Have someone go with you your first time if you're nervous about it. But the women that do these, or the men, whoever, they do such a good job. They are so good. They realize it's kind of uncomfortable for you, but they make you feel so comfortable. So don't be scared of it.
Yeah. Once you have kids, you're kind of like, eh, whatever. You can see whatever you want.
It's so true. I'm going to tell you, it's easier than going in for your annual pap smear.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Much easier.
Yes, it is so true. Nicole Tanner is the founder of SWIG. She has her own breast cancer story, survival story of early detection. This was 11 years ago. Now she started a campaign called Save the Cups. So anytime throughout the month of October, you can go to a SWIG location by the founder or the, what's the other
Unbreakable.
One? The Unbreakable. I don't know why I can't remember the name
it's
of that one.
It's all good.
The founder has Diet Coke in it. That's why I remember that one.
So you're not forgetting that one.
And remind me the flavor of the Unbreakable.
Yeah, the Unbreakable is water or sparkling water. You can choose either one. It comes with sparkling water usually, mango puree, grapefruit, and fresh lemon.
Ooh,
so it's really refreshing.
Yeah. Okay. So a soda option and a non-soda option.
Right. Yeah. We have something for everybody.
Yep. So swing by your local SWIG and grab a drink. $1 from each of those drinks is going to go to help pay the medical bills of someone with breast cancer. They're raising money all month. And the last year you did this, $160,000 you raised. Mm-hmm. So amazing.
Our goal this month is $175,000, but I think we're going to blow past it.
Yeah? I'm coming every day.
We're going hot and heavy for this one.
I'm coming every day. Nicole Tanner, we'll take a break. One more segment with Nicole when we come back on The Mom Show.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.